Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80, the ESPN app. Click more on the lower right-hand corner of the app. Scroll down to live radio. We are portable. We're on ESPNU right now. And of course, if you've missed anything, you can download the podcast. Presented by Progressive Insurance and joined now by Corey Alexander, ESPN basketball analyst, former NBA player, of course. What's going on, Corey?
Man, listen, you guys got the best soundtrack of any show. It don't matter how you find it. Y'all soundtrack is killing the game. How y'all bring back the Tevin Campbell? Can we talk?
Got to ask man. Yates. On, talk to Yates.
Yates, man. Yates is the one, man.
All right.
It's for you, my brother.
No, don't do that.
Whoa, Yates.
Don't do that.
We got to talk, Yates. We got to talk, man.
We got to let Corey get his stuff off, man.
Corey definitely got that R&B look, you know what I mean? He back in the 90s, he had that R&B 90s, look.
90s R&B,
yeah,
though, Jay. 90s R&B.
Jay got the turtleneck.
Yeah, take one to know one, baby.
Hey, Corey, you called the Lakers game 2, 3, and 4 for ESPN Radio. And you was up front center. You seeing Lonnie ball out, do his thing. But the 39-year-old LeBron James, how impressed are you with him being able to change up his game at this time in his career to do what he's doing?
I'm very impressed with him, and the reason I'm so impressed with LeBron is because when he came back from injury, he went back to being a part of the defensive effort for the Los Angeles Lakers. Up until February the 7th, let's face it, everything was about LeBron breaking the record. It was about becoming the all-time leading scorer. And he did that. And then, of course, the trade deadline happens, and then the Lakers get back to winning basketball. And they did that with their defense. Darvin Ham got to be able to coach the defense the way he wanted to. Of course, now he has Anthony Davis healthy. And this team took on a completely different identity as a defensive team, which is the reason why they have a 3-1 lead over the defending champion.
That's such a great point. Like, I've forgotten about that already. The story of the season was, man, the Lakers ain't going anywhere. It's not working with Westbrook. Let LeBron just get the scoring crown, right, all-time pass Kareem, and then you reload for next year. So he was trying to score all those points, and then he got it, and they make the trades, but the identity of the team changes, he comes back and fits right in. That's such a great point. That takes an incredible, not just basketball IQ, but you talked about egoless basketball from and like sensibility from Steph, but it takes some of that from LeBron, don't you think?
Yes.
Well, Max, the thing about that, though, what it does take is the understanding of seeing when he's out, how much better they got defensively. So when he comes back, he can't be the weak link.
Right.
So, again, it is that basketball IQ. It is that sacrifice. But it's also understanding that if you want to win, you've got to fit into what the team was doing when they were winning without you in comparison to, you know, coming back in and playing the same role that you were playing before you went out.
You know, what do you think the Lakers – because obviously LeBron and AD played a lot of minutes in back-to-back games, right? And we saw the defensive prowess of AD 2 straight games and offensively kind of maintaining that high level of play. What do you actually think we will see tonight from Golden State?
I honestly believe you'll see Golden State's best effort tonight, especially Steph at home, and you'll see Golden State come out and most likely get a Game 5 win at home. I can remember being in the playoff series my rookie year with San Antonio Spurs. We were in a similar scenario where, honestly, we knew we weren't going to beat the Utah Jazz, but we had home court advantage. We weren't going to lose at home in Game 5 and finish up that series. So we took care of Game 5. But when we got on the plane to go to Utah, we knew the season was pretty much over at that point. And, of course, we got dogged once we got to Salt Lake City. And our season was over. And I think that's going to be the case for the Golden State Warriors. But I do believe they will win game five and they'll get a big-time effort from Steph.
What will it take for the Lakers to just come home and rest up after tonight's victory?
What it's going to take, honestly, Key, is going to be a better offensive effort from the Lakers. Of course, defensively, they've been getting the job done, but their offense has not been great. And you think about Bron being able to do it in spurts. Game, you know, his quarters 2 and 3 in game 3. And then, of course, he's had those stretches where he's come out in the first half. I believe he had close to 20 points, but he only scored 23, I think, for the game. So it's going to take a more complete offensive effort. But, you know, I don't know that they have that in them to be able to do it. Their calling card is what they do defensively. And I think that's going to win them this series. But I honestly believe Golden State's going to win game five.
Can you explain that? Can you go back to the idea? I'm sure people out there are thinking, wait a minute, if you can muster up the home win knowing we're not trying to go out like that, why did you know you were cooked after that? In other words, if the Warriors get the win, their fans are going to be thinking, wait a minute, we get one on the road, and we're back home for a game 7. What is it about it that allows the mentality to say we can win this one at home to not go out like punks, but then can't do it again on the road?
Max, you've talked a lot about the fact that the Golden State Warriors only won 11 regular season games this year on the road.
Yep.
So now you take it to playoffs where you just lost 2 straight games in L.A. One of you were blown completely out, and the second one, you had a chance, but then, of course, you make plays down the stretch that don't help your team win. And you have Lonnie Walker going off in the fourth quarter, someone you didn't even account for. So the Lakers, who are undefeated at home in the playoffs this season, are great, you know, in Crypto.com arena. So now when you think about being the Golden State Warriors and you go there, you don't have that confidence going in, knowing that your role players don't play the same on the road that they play at home.
But see, Corey, I don't think Golden State looks at it that way. Because if I'm Golden State, first off, I'm going to be optimistic about everything. And secondly, I'm going to say, okay, Lonnie Walker had a crazy fourth quarter. Lonnie Walker doesn't have that fourth quarter. We win that game. Look, we win that game. So, you know, if we can increase the tempo of the game, we've seen Steve Kerr try to throw ripples at it. There's a part of me, even though I have the Lakers favored, and they should be heavily favored, considering up 3-1, it's not like Golden State doesn't possess the offensive ability to win 3 games in a row, especially when 2 out of those 3 games are at home. So I don't know.
I agree.
Yeah, go ahead.
I agree with you, Jay. The Golden State Warriors do have it, but when you think about it, if it's not Lonnie Walker, it's Rui Hachimura. If it's not Rui Hachimura, it's Austin Reeves. That's been the thing for these Lakers throughout the playoffs. It's always been someone else outside of AD, outside of Bron, to step up. You think about the games that Rui had in the Memphis series. And so when you look at it, but one thing that has been a constant for the Lakers is what they do defensively. Mm-hmm. And that defense is spectacular at home. And again, this, you go back and you look at Golden State had a 12-point lead in the third quarter of this game. Bron checked out. Darvingham takes him out of the game, and Bron gets up and walks back to the scorer's table like, nah, we're not losing this game.
Right back in, yep.
He goes back into the game, and, of course, in the third quarter with about 5 or 6 minutes left, they cut into that lead. They start off the fourth quarter with, I believe, a 7-0 run, and all of a sudden they win a game that the Golden State Warriors had in hand. So, again, that confidence I think the Warriors have, I believe Steph has it, I believe Dre has it, I believe Klay has it. But outside of that, I don't think that confidence is there from the remainder of that team, especially a guy that helped carry them to a championship last year, Andrew Wiggins, and even Jordan Poole. I don't think those guys have that confidence in this team this season.
Corey Alexander, ESPN basketball analyst. Corey called the Lakers-Warrior game 2, 3, and 4 for ESPN Radio. Corey, you called the game. You've been there. You had to meet the coaches, talk to the players. You got all the little gossip and the poop. You can share a little bit on the Jordan Poole situation with us, because I know you got some of it in your back pocket. Why is his minutes shrinking, and what's the pulse with Poole on the team right now?
His minutes are shrinking based on performance. And when you think about what Gary Payton II has been able to do in his limited action, of course, he started game 4 and had a spectacular performance for him, 17 points. Steve Kerr called him a power forward in a point guard's body. He's diving to the rim. He's finishing over top of AD. He's making defensive plays. And when you look at Jordan Poole, we know what Jordan Poole can do offensively. We also understand what he lacks offensively. And I think missing that shot in game, I believe it was game one, honestly affected Jordan Poole's confidence. And there's so much of a question about that shot that he took. And again, I don't mind the shot because, of course, we've seen him make 30-foot shots all the time. Now, he steps up and takes that shot with both Steph and Klay on the floor, and it takes a lot for you to do that. I don't mind the shot, but at the end of the day, I'm not sure if he's recovered from a confidence standpoint since missing that shot in game one where the Lakers were able to get that win on the road.
Corey Alexander, I hear what you're saying, and it makes sense. And Key was also talking earlier about, look, if you can get it done, you can get it done. And if you struggle, you're going to lose playing time. But it's impossible to ignore the Superman punch, the sucker punch from Dre before the season, the fact that it was released, someone leaked the video, the fact that they then had a really hard time on the road, usually points to young role players not being ready for that yet. The fact that Poole takes the last shot and misses after Steph goes for 50. The fact that Steph sits next to Poole, tells him something, as Jay points out, then goes back and daps up Dre. Right? Are we supposed to not look at any of that stuff and just think it's purely performance-related? Is there not something more, some undercurrent going on over here? The fact that Dre just talked about every single person and how they could do better and didn't mention Poole, that's all nothing?
I'm not going to say it's all nothing, Max. And again, you guys are way too intelligent for me to tell you that it's all nothing. But there's never been a team that doesn't have some type of fracture in it.
Yep.
And if you look at it from the standpoint of what's going on right now, you can tell that there has been a fracture. You go back and look at Andrew Wiggins missed the last 25 games of the regular season. He comes back into the fold and he starts again. And again, I'm sure that there's probably players on the team that are looking at it from the standpoint as to how does this happen? Jonathan Kuminga's not playing. He has to stay ready. So when you look at all the different things, I don't think it's just about Jordan Poole, but we always look at who got paid. Jordan Poole got paid last summer. So therefore, that's why it's so glaring. Jordan Poole was so great in the playoffs a season ago. He hasn't been that this year. That's why it's so glaring. That's why we're looking at Jordan Poole. And again, I know Key, Jay, you guys have both been on a lot of teams. I'm sure, Max, you have too. I still don't understand how you get past what happened in training camp. Right. So at the end of the day, I mean, you know, we all said from the beginning, these two guys can't be teammates anymore. And so when you look at it now, you see that a lot of that stuff possibly could be coming back up, those feelings about each other and what happened back in October.
Well, let me stop you for a minute there, Corey, because I'm not going to gloss over the fact that you said Key and Jay. You've been on a lot of teams, and I'm sure you have too, Max.
No, I immediately said
Max played T-ball, man.
Yeah, no, no. I immediately said incorrect.
Leave Max alone, man.
No, I immediately corrected the record.
You know, I wasn't going to let that moment. Hey, I wasn't going to let that moment pass.
Max, did you not play?
Not much.
Max, did you not play?
Corey, not much. Corey, not much. A little bit, not much.
What do you mean? Little bit?
Max was on the debate team at Columbia.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, chess team. All right, Corey will be on the call for Celtics 76ers. Corey's been on a team or two. Celtics 76ers tomorrow. Will the Sixers close out the series?
Oh.
Thank you, Corey.
I don't think so.
Go ahead.
I don't think so. I don't think so, Max. I think the Celtics are going to go get that one. I think it's going to go seven. I think they're going to get a chance
seven?
Back at home.
Corey, I just want you to know, I would have taken that long pause by Max, too, thinking that was a question. It was more of a statement, but that's how Max does it, you know?
I did think it was a question. Yeah.
What do I do? Do I take it? Do I not? That's welcome to my life, Corey.
Either way, I'll blame you. If you don't answer the question, it's your fault for not answering the question. If you do, come on, I'm trying to get the break.
I'm trying to get the break here.
Please. Thank you, Corey.
Hey, it's just all part of being on the team, fellas. It's all being on the party.
I wouldn't know anything about that. Jay finally pays off his tease from earlier in the show. KJM, ESPN Radio.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, beautiful day in New York City. How's it out in L.A., Key?
It's nice, man. Weather's nice.
Toes out, of course, right? You got your sandals on?
Man, come on. What type of question is that?
You know, I haven't gotten a pedicure, Jay, since I left L.A. I guess it's
Max,
7 years already.
Yesterday, baby.
Yeah, I'm gonna get a pedicure going into this summer. I'm going to do it. Pandemic's over now. Officially, it's in the rearview mirror. I'm getting a pedicure.
Just don't get, you know, you can get the pedicure with the toes. That's fine. Mm-hmm. Just get it buff, man. Like, you don't have to, like, don't have them all shiny.
No,
like,
I never have.
But if you
never
get them buff, if you get them buff, Jay, they're going
to
shine.
Yeah. No, I meant to say don't get them buff.
He means just get them buff. Just get the nails taken care of.
What's wrong with getting them buff?
Nah, I don't need the shine.
The shiny Johns, I'm just not.
Nah, me too. I'm with
I'm
Jay on
that. I'm more blue-collar workman-like. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like,
well, you want dirt all underneath your fingernails?
Well, just because you don't know.
No, that's the point. You don't. You get rid of all that.
That's where you get the
cuticles, the whole thing.
Yeah, but if you don't get your cuticles and your nails cut a certain way and you don't get them buffed, you're going to look like you've been digging in oil.
No. Like, the buff just makes them extra shiny.
No, but the
you
buff.
You still get the cuticles done and all that stuff.
The buff is going to make sure to keep all the little oil, all the stuff off your hands when you get to messing around. I'm just telling you.
I can't do the shine. You got the high gloss. I can't do
very
it, man.
Very rich.
I can't do
no,
it.
No, it has nothing to do with that. Nothing. Nothing.
No.
You got it.
I was in Calabasas over the weekend. Looked different.
Who's in the Calabasas over the weekend?
I was. I went to L.A.
And I
didn't
hear
Calabasas.
You.
I know you weren't.
I didn't see you.
Yeah, because I
you're supposed to call
I was like,
when you're
Key,
in town.
Key's like, no, Key was like, don't call me. I got plans.
No.
That's what he
and
said.
Now
that's
he's
what he said.
Oh, like,
yeah, I probably did tell you that at some point in time to come to think of it. I don't know when that was, but even if you said, hey, I'm coming to L.A. on July 29th,
you got plans.
I said, what are you?
I'm already booked up till next year, man.
Whatever day that is, he's coming, you have plans.
What are you doing Friday for dinner? I got plans. All right,
yeah, I'm already booked,
got
man.
Got it.
Yeah, that's what you got to tell people, man.
Strange thing about doing a radio show with someone, especially a long one, for a long time is – you have plenty to say when you're on the air, but, man, you've seen the person enough already. You said everything you need
to
say. You know what I mean?
No, that's not true. I just probably was – if I told Jay –
trying to cover Key, but he doesn't want
the
cover.
You just don't like
Jay, apparently. I don't know what's going on.
If I Welcome personal to told Jay I was busy, I probably was busy. I would never do Jay like that. You, on the other hand, Max, I'll do one of these.
And then I see you, and then I'm actually texting you from the same restaurant, and I watch you as you look at the phone. So,
yes,
Jay, we've been waiting a long time.
You've been waiting a long time.
To pay off your tease from earlier in the show, I'd like you to read a scouting report. We won't mention the name. You could check it on the podcast. You could download the podcast. But if you haven't done that, you haven't listened earlier in the show, then you don't know who we're talking about. Jay, please read the scouting report of this player.
Should I read the scouting report and then have the fans call in and see if they
can guess? Yes. 888-SAY-ESPN. See if you can guess who the scouting report is on. It's on a player in these playoffs.
So we won't say it.
Well, I can say this. If the individual who calls in has been listening to the show basically all morning long, then they're going to get who the player is.
But it's a new hour.
Because y'all teased it when y'all wasn't supposed to tease it.
But we teased it like
y'all don't group me in that.
Like an hour and 30 minutes ago, though. So that's fine. Mm-hmm. Here we go. All right. Defensive. I'll give you some positives first, okay?
Always good.
Yeah, start off positive, Key. Tremendous physical profile. Oh. Fits the profile of physical freak and generational center. All right. Figures to be among,
Is
if not the top center in the league in his prime. Mm-hmm. Already has an NBA body and a physique ideally designed for the game of basketball. Moves exceptionally well for his size. weaknesses. Defensive awareness needs to improve. For a player with such elite physical gifts, his shot blocking ability is below average. Sometimes is a bit passive and can be lazy. And energy level seems to be below where he actually needs to be. Part through his college career. Needs to do a better job of contesting shots on the perimeter. Needs to do a better job of scoring in traffic. If crowded, he can be pushed off his spot. Will need to improve his ability to handle double teams. Who am I talking about?
Mm-hmm. I want to give one now, and I want you to also guess, okay?
Are we giving away too much information?
Well, no, you said it out there. 888 say ESPN.
We're giving one. Now you're going to give another. I don't want to confuse people.
It may help. It's a little bit of a hint because I'm going to give a Bleacher Report, scouting report from when this player was in the draft. Okay.
So this is not the player that I just made mention.
No, it's a different player.
All right. So now, all right. This is the whole experiment has been confused.
No, it's not confused at all until you say that.
I can't help him.
Unfortunately, his defense will likely prevent him from ever playing 30-plus minutes or starting. However, there's no shame in being a respectable reserve on a winning team in the future. Okay. That's another player.
Oh, I know who that player is. Can I guess?
Nope.
Sean in North Carolina. Go ahead.
First off, Sean, tell us which one. Is it me or Max that you're guessing? Which player are you guessing?
I'm going to guess both. Jay, I'm going to start with you.
Okay.
And I'm going to predict Jalen Brunson.
That
and
is wrong,
Max,
Sean.
Yeah, that's
okay,
that's
perfect. Let me go 0 for 2.
He said center, not
– Max, let me go with you and say Julius Randle.
Way off.
That is also wrong. 0 for 2.
Well, you're not as way. You're farther off.
No, he's
off,
way off. He's way
but
off.
You're farther off on Jay's than on mine.
Yes.
Yeah.
Got it. Appreciate it, guys. Love your show.
David in Phoenix.
If he heard you, you said center.
Yes, I said center, which I don't.
Yeah, but Jalen Brunson, I see where you could confuse him with a center. Go ahead, David in Phoenix.
Well, I know David in Phoenix has the answer. David, I know you got the answer.
Well, of course I do. I missed the first part of the question, but the answer to your question is DeAndre Ayton without a doubt.
Correct. Mm. DeAndre Ayton. Do you know who mine was?
Who?
Me. I want to answer it.
I'll read you
a little
more. The slow-footed tendencies will also hurt his chances to create on offense. Even on closeout drives, his slashing will get corralled pretty easily by help defenders. He won't be able to elevate over upper echelon defenders.
Ooh.
Key. Who do you got?
Ooh, Joker.
Correct.
Ooh, me. I want to go next.
Go ahead. Oh, you got
Joker.
One to read?
No,
you got a scouting
report? No, not at all. But that scouting report was completely wrong, apparently, because they said slow feet. Whoa. And according to Jay, he's got guard feet. So
No. I said Joel Embiid has guard feet. I said Joker has one of the best footwork.
Okay, so, okay. All right, you probably
different.
Did. Maybe I confused it.
Yeah. See,
yeah.
I clean that up.
Oh, I have no problem cleaning mine up at all.
KJM is brought to you by Beacon. Beacon and Beacon Pro Plus apps, or app, refers. Let's start again. KJM is brought to you by Beacon. Beacon and the Beacon Pro Plus app helps roofers get things done from anywhere 24/7. Beacon, always building. Will this be
We're building.
Redemption year? For Key's favorite player in the NFL, Mac Jones?
Oh, I thought you were going to tell me Cam Newton.
Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Electric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Electric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Electric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's electricebikes.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
Joined now by Dan Graziano, ESPN NFL insider, for a little, believe it or not, listener bold predictions for the NFL season. What's going on, Dan?
Hi, Max. How you doing?
Doing well. So Lisa says that this will be Mac Jones' redemption season. Believe it or not, Dan.
I believe it. I believe Mac will play better this year. I think, you know, the experiment with the coaching staff last year, and this is not second guess. I don't know anybody that liked it when they tried it, but I think it didn't work, and bringing in Bill O'Brien will help get him back to the player he was as a rookie, or at least closer to it. And the question with the Patriots, to me, is the group around him in terms of pass catchers. But, yeah, we'll see.
I believe it. I think much like Dan just said, you've got Bill O'Brien. He'll be closer to the player his rookie season than he was the player last season. The foundation is set. You know what they're going to do offensively. They've never in New England outside of Randy Moss had any elite wide receivers. So why would we think any different now?
Do you realize that there's a chance? I don't believe it, but do you realize there's a chance he could be not in the top seven quarterbacks in his own division? When you look at that division, he's got a backup who you could argue, I mean, you did, Key, might be a little better than him. You look at the Jets with Aaron Rodgers, now with Zach Wilson playing behind Aaron Rodgers and that influence with all the offensive weapons. You look at Miami, Mike White, pretty good backup, right? And in Buffalo, it's a chance he might be the sixth or seventh or eighth best quarterback in the division.
Yeah. What are you, in the kitchen there?
Well, I think it's a stretch. But, you know, I mean, if that's the case, it's going to be – I think there could be some heads rolling.
All right. Mike wants to know, or has this bold prediction, rather, Will Levis will win Offensive Rookie of the Year, believe it or not?
Ooh, I don't believe it because I don't think he's going to open the season as the starter. I don't know how many games he's going to play. And, you know, I don't – the Patriots, a group of wide receivers makes the Titans a group of wide receivers look like – you know, the Patriots look like the greatest show on turf Rams by comparison to that group. So, yeah, I don't believe it.
Yeah, I don't believe it either. I don't think he'll be the starter to start the season, so therefore he'll be behind the eight ball. I don't know who the rookie of the year will be offensively because the draft class was just a little weird the way it shook out
Bijan,
on the
maybe.
Side of the ball.
Right, someone like
how about
that?
Jackson Smith and Jigba? How about that?
I don't think he'll get enough touches, though, Dan. I don't think he'll get enough touches.
Bijan Robinson?
We'll see.
Bijan Robinson.
That's probably the favorite, right?
That's probably the favorite. Yeah, because you got to think, though, Dan. You got to think when you're talking Seattle, the passing game, they're going DK Metcalf, Lockett, and then Njigba.
They spent the 20th pick in the draft on the guy. I'm guessing they're going to use him, but we'll see.
No, they'll use him, but to be rookie of the year, he's got to get 70 catches probably.
And getting back to Will Levis, guys, Will Levis is, if he pans out, is a guy who in a couple of years with development and the right pieces may eventually be good.
Sure.
I don't think anyone's thinking he's going to be good right now. All right, Ed says Justin Fields has an all-time breakout year and wins MVP. Believe it or not, Dan.
I think I'm going to go more toward believe it. I think we talked about this on This Just In a few weeks ago as like you know, sort of deep sleeper MVP candidates. Like, Fields has that kind of ability. Like, if the Bears were to have a winning season and be a playoff team, he would be, I believe, a candidate and a strong one for that award. I'm not sure what their path is to that, but I don't think this suggestion is as out of the blue as I think that maybe some might initially react.
I would say I believe it. I think when you look at his skill set, he can turn into something. He may wind up having a potential Lamar Jackson type year at the MVP level.
That's what it would
level.
Look like, yeah.
Or maybe even a Jalen Hurts, even though he doesn't have the receiving core that Jalen Hurts has, but he does have some pieces with DJ Moore and Claypool in position to make some plays for him. So I believe it.
Yeah, it's I would say, Dan, you said it right, deep sleeper. Maybe not even that deep. They were in a lot of games because of this guy without anything around him. Now he has more around him.
If they're a 10-win team, then it probably that's probably the narrative at that point, yeah.
Candidate would be, I would believe it. If you say candidate, I believe.
Yeah.
Okay, Justin says, Daniel Jones will be a top 7 quarterback by year's end. Believe it or not.
By what metric? I mean, like in fantasy, sure, because of the rushing yards. But, I mean, I don't know. I think it's a big jump from a 15-touchdown pass season to top 7 in the league. I think Daniel Jones is what the Giants need him to be. I don't think I can go that high. No, I don't believe
it's a bold prediction. I believe it as a bold prediction. All of a sudden, he catches fire. He builds on last year. And the 15 touchdowns was more a product of what they were doing offensively and the lack of receivers that they had and weapons. They get Waller over from the Raiders. That's a big, big get for them. He's a quarterback-friendly tight end. So it's a bold prediction. I'll say he somehow winds up in the top 7.
I don't believe it because it's 7. If you say top 10, I think that's bold. I believe it. But 7, there are some guys who are just differently talented than Daniel Jones. It's not a knock against Jones, but you know how I feel about like Justin Herbert, let alone guys like Patrick Mahomes. And there are a lot of those guys, Aaron Rodgers and Joe Burrow. And, you know, you mentioned Jalen Hurts and Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen. There are too many guys like that, but I'll say top 10. You change it to top 10, I'm buying. All right, Tom Brady.
Top 7 fills up quick.
Mikey says Tom Brady comes back mid-season to the Miami Dolphins, believe it or not.
I don't believe it. This has been out there. A lot of people have been saying this about Brady and the Dolphins. I think it'll keep being said maybe for another couple of years, but I think he's gone.
A couple of years? Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
No, it's
Hey, look, man, you know this. Like it especially pertains to wide receivers. Like, there's still people out there that think Terrell Owens could come back and play. Like people hang on to this stuff for a long time. Yeah, I think the Brady rumors will persist for a couple of years, but I think he's done.
Yeah, I'm not. I think he's done. He's enjoying life too much right now to be worrying about playing some damn football.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it. Number one.
All right.
He was on that boat with, you know, in Miami, and you got with the owner in Miami, you got those a first-round pick taken away. I don't think that happens by accident. Number one. Number two, Tua is going to have to dance through those raindrops to stay healthy and in the game all season, right? And number three, Brady was still operating on an NFL, good NFL level when he retired and wouldn't have to play a whole grueling season. I'm buying. I believe it.
Yep. This is all the talk that's going to persist for the next couple of years. All that stuff you said. And it's all true, by the way.
A couple of years? Jeez.
Why not?
Yeah, I'm telling you, man.
Dude, it'll be like 70. Y'all sleeping tomorrow. He's going to play.
Key.
That's right, man. That's what he did.
Key, just pocket the money. What are you doing? We got a good thing going here.
We could use an announcement on that like sometime in the next week or so. It's slow in the NFL right now.
Dan Graziano, you can see him across ESPN platforms on such hit shows as This Just In, 2 p.m. Eastern, ESPN. Handsome host. Thank you, Dan.
The Grizzle.
Thanks, guys.
All right, Daniel.
Is Joe Mazzulla in over his head? KJM, ESPN Radio.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, we are presented by Progressive Insurance here on ESPN Radio. Key?
Hmm? What's up?
I understand that something's going to be burned.
Oh, jeez. This guy.
Well, no, we want to make sure we don't burn it.
Oh.
And so Pat Costello was asking me, Jay, do we go waffles, pancakes, and French toast?
Which one do we choose?
Which one?
It's always a great question.
You know,
go back and forth on it.
But see, I'll break it down for you where you won't go back and forth on
go
all
ahead.
Of them. French toast, number one.
Yeah, I'll go French toast.
Is powdered sugar, strawberries on top.
All right.
Okay, and you can use different breads if you choose to. You go sourdough, you can go wheat, you can go white. I mean, you can however you want to.
Yeah, it's a treat.
It's a treat,
yeah,
right? It's good. Pancakes, on the other hand, they're going to be fluffy. You're not going to get the if you cook them right, you're not going to be all hard and all the around the top, and it retains the heat. So spreading the butter much like the French toast, is much better.
And you could throw bananas on there, blueberries, chocolate chips, whatever
you
want.
A million different things. Yeah. Now when you go waffle, it's hard. It doesn't retain heat immediately.
True.
It does not retain heat at all. And if you want to spread butter on it, you got to go. It's like what do they call those deals? Bumps in the road.
Nooks and crannies.
It's like a speed bump when you try to spread the butter on it.
Right.
So it's not quite the same, and they're going to be hard.
You just throw some ice cream on there, softens it up. If you want to do called?
If you want it as a dessert,
that's true.
You certainly can do that as a dessert. But I'm talking about just pure breakfast, pancake, waffle, French toast. I would say French toast ranked number one. Pancakes number two, waffles come dead and last with a gap in between.
Waffles are pretty good though.
Crazy.
Waffles.
Why is that crazy, Yates?
I don't know. I'm a big waffle boy on the low. But I was telling Pat how I make my waffles, and he looked at me like I had nine heads.
Now share the secret.
So like, if I'm making a waffle, right, got an Eggo, for example, got to do something quick. Once it come out the toaster, throw some butter on that thing,
put it back in
the toaster,
yes.
15 to 20 seconds, pop it out, butter sitting in every nook and cranny like it's supposed to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you might as well get frozen pancakes in the freezer then, man.
Nothing wrong with those either.
Not everybody's making French toast
Sorry,
or waffles.
I can't make my pancakes
from scratch.
French toast
from scratch.
Is easy.
I'm just saying.
First,
let me tell you what Key does.
I don't want to cook with all the ingredients. Key goes to be easy.
Key goes to the backyard. He gets from the chicken coop the fresh eggs.
The fresh eggs from the chicken coop.
20
chickens in the backyard.
He milks the cow. Then he brings that back to his farm. He harvests
the opposite side of Calabasas.
Mills it into flour, the whole thing.
And then puts it in his waffle maker like it's a hotel, apparently.
Well, his waffle maker's next to his pizza oven outside. You didn't know how.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah, the brick.
Key, do you have a pizza oven outside, Key? Do you have a pizza oven outside?
Max's.
Don't make this about Max.
No, I was going to say, part of what Max said about the eggs is true. My friend has a chicken coop. And every now and then, they will bring some eggs.
Let me guess, he was on your 707, right?
No.
Here's the thing about pancakes, Key.
Waffle?
Key, you're overlooking the versatility of the pancake.
No, I just got French toast as number one because I can go sourdough if you ever had it.
Crack.
Sourdough French toast is ridiculous. The San Francisco sourdough bread, ridiculous. You can get it at Trader Joe's. You can get
a lot of the different kinds of bread for the French toast. Absolutely.
Yes,
switch up the flavor. There's no two ways about it.
Ridiculous.
He's so rich he don't eat Eggos no more. That's the real problem we gotta have a discussion.
Have you ever had an Eggo before?
Yo, those are banging. I don't see, but you guys are food snobs.
I had Eggos when I was 6 years old.
You're a food snob, man. I agree. If you want to make it into a waffle,
not in junior high.
You never had an Eggo in college?
No, I don't think so.
When the last time you had an Eggo waffle, dog?
I had to be like in probably junior high or something.
So have you ate a waffle since then?
Yeah, I go to Roscoe's here at the crib.
Yeah, well, he had a personal chef at college. That's why USC.
No personal chef.
He had to give it up when he took his pay cut to go to the Jets.
10 minutes to cook a damn waffle.
It takes.
He's the only one who. He's the only guy. He went pro, and he's like, all right, I got to tighten the belt.
No, Jay.
He's like, I'm not going to hire my chef. I'll be my own chef.
I want to go pro, but I don't know if I can make it on what they're going to pay me.
Save a lot of money.
That is true, Jay. I cook for myself. I don't need somebody cooking for me, but I can do it myself.
Have you ever made a vegan pancake? Yes or no?
Yes.
What? They're vegan pancakes?
Yes.
That's all I need to know.
Never had a vegan pancake.
No, but I made it for my kids and my wife. I don't eat it for myself.
I bet you did.
To be honest with you, you would never know the difference if I did not
tell you. That is a lie. You could stop.
No.
Pat,
I can taste the oat milk from here.
Pat, I will confirm my wife has made vegan pancakes. I did not know the difference.
Wait a second, Jay. You also have vegan granola bars and stuff too, so I don't know.
That's my wife.
It's my wife.
Hey, leave tofu out of this.
It's so much stuff that you wouldn't know, Pat, that's vegan. You wouldn't have an idea. You just wouldn't know. Idea.
On the other hand, Pat, I make the worst healthy French toast you've ever eaten. It's impossibly bad, but French toast is so good that I still make it for myself.
What's healthy French toast?
Like I use non-dairy milk instead of milk. I use like that, you know, flourless bread. Like, oh, it's just the worst. Yeah, but at least it like sort of resembles French toast and... French toast is that good.
I make French toast, vegan French toast for my family. I just use just eggs, which is not eggs. It's vegan egg.
Is that from the chicken coop?
Is that from the coop?
It came in a carton, right?
It comes in a yellow carton.
Or is that from Air? The breast, what's the name of that? Is it Air?
Air One. Reminds me, I'm sending you this video now that you can look at it during the break. You reminded me
I'll take these five eggs for $59.99.
No, you'll laugh.
Plus tax.
This video.
They just give you air. Also, they give you called the Air One. You open it up. Where are the eggs?
You gotta smell the air in between the eggs.
Oh God,
that's pure oxygen right there.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, but the French toast you can make all that stuff, man. It's good. But number one is French toast. I don't know, man.
But
go ahead, Pat. I know you're dying to push send. So go ahead and push send and send it out.
What is it? What is he tweeting something now?
Yeah, he's going to have a poll, I'm sure.
Oh, Pat has no governor. Like, you know,
we how put original. No show has ever asked, do you want pancakes, French toast, or waffles?
What don't press
like
it! It's not that, though, Max. It's the fact that we've lost trust. It's almost like Pat is our Joe Mazzulla. We're starting to lose trust in you. You know, we can't put stuff on the text chain anymore without Pat just automatically putting it on Twitter.
Joe Mazzulla's lost the locker room?
Hold on, Jay. I mean, to be fair, you did
whoa,
that to
whoa,
Key.
Whoa, 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 Nuno.
You did
Nuno,
that to Key Nuno, to start
your,
the
your
show.
Ass is on the line now. Be careful.
You did that to Key to start the show. Like, oh, the game was ending, and Key's tweeting out, go Suns, or texting. Like,
well, that's me and Key, though. Key and I have that relationship. Officer Costello does not have that bond with his crew.
You know why Nuno chimed in?
It's a public group chat. We got guys in the group
chat. It's
not
a public group chat.
Who don't even work on the show anymore.
You know why Nuno chimed in?
That is true. That is true.
Jay, do you know why Nuno just chimed in?
Why is that?
Because you said Mazzulla. That means he's the head coach.
Oh.
Nuno's like, hold on, time out. Pat can't be the head coach. You see what he did?
Ooh.
I'm the head coach.
I'm the head coach.
I'm the captain.
I'm the captain now. Look at me, Ed. During commercial break, Nuno's going to have some words with Pat.
Okay, Carlito. I see
you. I am the captain.
I call Nuno Carlito.
I call him Nunito.
Looks like a Nunito.
Like
Nunito.
No, I can't
like
repeat what
Mario
I call
Mario Brothers or something. One of the little Mario kid characters.
You try to call him Waluigi or something? Hold on.
Yeah. Dun, 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 dun.
Is it the red one or the green one?
He doesn't look Italian.
Wait. The red or the green one?
All right.
I'm going Luigi.
Joe Mazzulla is in over his head.
Coach, we need a coach. Get back here.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.